This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Hundreds of motorists were stranded on a flooded I-70 in Denver last night after a torrential downpour. That section of highway has been under construction for years and is now partially underground. A CDOT spokeswoman says its new drainage system is not yet complete. She also says mud from the construction site may have contributed to the flooding. The highway reopened at about 10 p.m. A new report shows that Colorado ranks 16th in the nation in overall child well-being, but there are troubling findings. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado improved on most indicators, such as its teen birth rate and share of children living in high-poverty neighborhoods. In the decade before the pandemic, the poverty rate fell by nearly 30%, one of the largest declines in the nation. But the Annie Casey Foundation report shows the state had the second largest increase for child and teen deaths. There was a substantial increase in its youth suicide rate pre-pandemic. All school-age children in the state can get up to 3 free counseling sessions. Colorado, though, still has a critical shortage of hospital beds for children. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A deputy with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office was killed last night while responding to a shooting in Security Widefield. The Gazette reports Andrew Peary was among several officers who immediately faced gunfire when they arrived on the scene. Peary was a decorated SWAT officer who was survived by his wife and 2 children. KKTV reports a search was on for the suspect, but he was later found dead. Authorities have not announced a cause of death. It's 78 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 3:06.